Hi, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. This show is all about helping you create your own personal path to freedom from behaviors that you just haven't been able to change. And since you're listening right now, I'm guessing that you've probably experienced some frustration about a habit that, well, it feels like it's controlling you instead of you being in charge of it. Habits into Health is a holistic approach to coming to your own aliveness and engaging in life without performing to please or to pretend, but really finding your own rhythm. Today's show is about tip number 4 for getting a good start on your habit changes, and that's developing body awareness. One aspect of this is posture, how you sit, stand, and walk, which is really tied in to your whole sense of well-being. So here's an interview I did recently with Balance Method expert and teacher Dana Davis. She has a home study course called Good Posture is Bad for Your Back. Now that sounds intriguing, doesn't it? So let's listen in and you'll find out more. Well, hi Dana. It's so nice to have you here. Everybody, I want to introduce you to Dana Davis. She's a senior certified balance teacher. And Dana, could you say a little bit about what that is and how you came to become that kind of teacher?
Yeah, well, I did a lot of different physical disciplines when I was younger. I did yoga and a lot of different kinds of dance and karate and tai chi and got really into flamenco dance at one point. And I had been taught what good posture was for many years. And then I met my posture teacher, Gene Couch, when my boss threw his back out. And he looked her up because he was in a lot of pain. And that's how I got introduced to her. And I began to study posture with her. And that affected my dancing and really everything in my daily life, all of my movements. Really, that was in 1994, so you know, it's been almost 20 years now.
Wow. Now, you said your boss. So were you working in a different field at that time?
I was. I was working for a management consultant, and he had a lot of trips to Chicago for working with clients, and so that's where he threw his back out on one of those trips. And so I was just doing something that wasn't all that interesting to me, and then I was doing flamenco performing and teaching on the side. And then when I learned this posture method, I discovered that I had a new career, which I hadn't been looking for, actually. But, I've been really grateful that I have a career where I can make a difference and help people get out of pain. It's a lot more rewarding than what I was doing before.
Now, you also incorporate yoga into your work.
Yeah. Some people are not interested in the yoga and they just want to learn posture, but I think it's really beneficial if people can take the basic posture course or learn the basic postural alignments and then follow up with regular yoga, because that will help people to stay flexible and to review the alignments when they're doing yoga.
Now, what you do is called the balance method. Does that incorporate your use of yoga as well, or is that something separate?
Yeah, the posture classes do not integrate yoga. So in those classes, I teach people really just basic daily movements, how to sit, how to stand, how to sit at the computer, how to bend and lift, how to walk, and how to sleep on the side, sleep on the back, sit in their car, and also reshape the arches of the feet. That's the basic course, and then we also get into more refined areas in other workshops, such as a popular one is neck and shoulders, because that's where a lot of people have pain.
Well, could we, in every one of the Habits into Health podcasts, I do an experiential exercise to help people attune to their bodies. And so that as they listen to the topic of the podcast, I believe that it helps people just be more present with the topic. Would you be willing to guide my listeners a little bit today in a way that you might do it in a class?
Yeah, absolutely. So usually it's a good idea to just stay in whatever position you're currently in, so you can kind of get a sense of how this position is affecting your body. What I see a lot is I tell people we're going to do a body scan. We're going to go through the body and check out how all the areas of your body are feeling, and everybody immediately changes their position. And I understand why, because, you know, sometimes people say uncross your legs, put your feet flat on the floor and all of that. But I think it's actually very revealing to stay in the position you're in and just notice, does it feel comfortable or not? So you can do that, and then I will go through and name different body parts, and you don't need to change anything. Basically, you can just notice how it's feeling. Is there tension there? Is there any discomfort? And if so, make a little note of that. So you can start with your feet. And notice how your feet and ankles are feeling. And notice your calves and your shins. Notice your knees. And notice any sensation in your thighs. And notice your pelvis, your hip joints, your buttock muscles, outer hips. Notice your lower back. See if there's any tension there. And move up to your mid-back and your upper back. And all the way out to the sides of your torso. And check in with your belly. You can see if that's tight. And your chest. Notice your shoulders. And notice your upper arms and your elbows. Your lower arms. Your wrists and hands. And now check in with your neck. See how your neck is doing. And finally your head. And then just make a note of what you observed there and if there was any tension in some of those areas. And now if your eyes were closed, you can go ahead and open them.
Good. Well, thanks a lot. Now, is that how you might open a class or how you might begin working with a client? By leading
them
through
that in my introductory workshops.
Mm-hmm.
I always include that because it's a good idea for people to feel how they're already feeling so they can tell the difference afterwards once we change to a healthier posture.
Right.
And in my ongoing classes, then, of course, at the end of yoga, we do Shavasana, the corpse pose.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a deep relaxation then. And in the posture classes, we do how to sleep in comfort. So
mm-hmm.
there'll be a relaxation at the end. But with the posture
mm-hmm.
classes, we don't start with that each time.
Well, one thing that I really liked about this, and is very consistent with what I teach in Habits into Health, is the way you started to for people to just notice what is and to not change what is, like you said, to reveal
mm-hmm.
what it is that you're doing already.
Right, right.
That too much of the time I experience this too when I'm leading and guiding, people will shift their position and their posture and they lose, there's something that's lost in that because they're not able to attend to really just what is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if that's a little bit out of alignment. Like one of the things that I noticed is, I'm sitting a little bit askew, and I can
mm-hmm.
I can feel the difference in my left ankle, and how that moves all the way up my leg to my left side.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Just you know that and that it does have an effect to to do that. But if I had just, oh, I'm going to change this because I somehow feel like it or whatever my justification is, then I really miss the consequences of just what I was just doing kind of without thinking about it.
Right. People are often not aware of how much tension they deal with. I mean, I really wasn't aware. I would not have said I had back pain before I met my posture teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really through working with her that I discovered how uncomfortable I really was, because I just kind of accepted it, like, oh, you just have to put up with that. That's normal. But then I discovered, no, you really don't have to. And once I got out of pain, then I realized, oh, wow, I was in pain, and I just was in denial about it.
Yeah. So people just get used to the pain, and they probably even don't even think of themselves as being in pain.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And the thing is that you can't change unless you notice where you're at. So the awareness.
Unless you know where you're at, exactly.
Yes, the first.
You have to know what that baseline is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So one of the things that we were talking about before we got on the call is just three common postural problems that that create pain for people.
Mm-hmm.
Could we do a little bit of with that? Could you talk a little bit about those three common postures?
Yeah. So one of them is called text neck. That's T-E-X-T, neck, like as in texting on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I first read about this in an article by a chiropractor, and he was saying that they were going to have a lot of business because of the position of mostly young people and how they hang their head really in front of their body. So the head is no longer sitting on the neck, on the spine, but it's hanging completely in front of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of strain on the neck. And in fact, the head in a person who's naturally aligned from less industrialized countries or children under three, it's as if the head is weightless, even though it weighs 10 to 12 pounds. But when the head moves forward, for every inch that the head moves forward, it's as if the head weighs another 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an article called the 42-pound head, and you take a 12-pound head and you move it 3 inches in front of where it's supposed to be. Now it's as if that head weighs 42 pounds.
Mm.
So when kids or even older people are texting and hanging their heads really in front of their bodies, way in front of their spines, it's just a huge stress on the neck, on the spine. It's exhausting, and it's going to lead to some serious problems later on.
All right. So if there's anybody out there in Habits into Health podcast land and you notice that right now you're kind of have your head just kind of curled over, just be with that for a moment, just like we talked before about, don't try to change it, just really sort of notice the results of that for you. So after someone has noticed something like this, like text neck, what is it that they would do, Dana?
Well, actually, I think it would be more useful to talk about the second posture first before
we
go to what to do about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same correction is going to help both of these things.
Okay.
So the second one is sitting like a cashew. This is the name one of our students came up with, and we loved it, so it stuck. So another way I could say it is sitting like the letter C, collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's when a person is sitting not on their sits bones or their butt bones, but they're sitting really on their sacrum, which is in back of your pelvis, the bottom of your spine. And, or you could say they're sitting on the fleshy part of the buttocks, where we have the fat and the muscle. And then their spine is curved over in a C shape and the head is forward. And then they may or may not have text neck. They may or may not be completely hanging the head down. Some people are, some aren't. So really the first thing, the most essential thing, is to get on those sits bones, on those butt bones. And so what we recommend people do is pull the feet underneath you, and you would bend forward from your hip crease, your hip joints. So that is where your legs join your torso or your pelvis.
So let's stop for a minute. So everybody, let's just follow Dana in doing this in whatever way that you can. Of course, if you're driving a car right now, you might want to listen later and follow it at another time because you're preoccupied with driving right now. But if you're able to just stop and just listen, so if you could repeat that, Dana, and we'll just walk people through this particular way of addressing.
Yeah, and this is very helpful for the car as well, but yeah, I don't do it while I'm driving.
Yeah, so. Right. Well, while you're driving, maybe you should just drive.
Right. So you pull your feet underneath you. If you're sitting in a chair, you pull your feet underneath you, so they're back a little bit so that your knees are in front of your feet. And then you would bend forward from your hip crease, where your legs join your pelvis, where your thigh bones come into your pelvis, hip joints. And you can put your hands on the seat of the chair and lift up and scoot all the way back in the chair. And so we refer to what we call the fig leaf area. And that's, if you remember, some statues from, gosh, I don't even know what era this is from, but they used to put a fig leaf over their private parts. Okay, so.
I love that.
I do too. Yeah, it's very clear. People can understand it pretty well, most people. So when I am lifting up, I'm going to aim that fig leaf area onto the chair. So I'm really bending deeply, placing the fig leaf area onto the chair, and then you come up to sitting, so you're upright. Okay, and now check in and see, can you feel those bones underneath you? They're at the bottom of your pelvis. They're not through all the thick muscle and fat that's on the buttocks. They're underneath. And you should feel, if you're on a hard surface, you should feel those bones. And it might be a little tender sometimes if you're not used to sitting on them. But that is the key to getting out of the cashew position. And then
it automatically does that.
Yeah. So now you'll look kind of more like an L versus a C.
Right.
Then make sure you're not lifting your chest, so you let your back relax. And you can take each shoulder back and down gently. And then not holding them back, but just taking them back and then relaxing. And then slowly back your head up. And again, as you back your head up, make sure you don't lift your chest or lift your chin up. Okay, so the chin is going to be more down than probably you're used to. And so that will correct both sitting like a cashew and the text neck.
Now you say something about the shoulders back. Could we go into that third posture that we talked about, which sounds like it's not the shoulders back at all?
Right. Yeah.
The hunching.
So I hear that from a lot of people. They say they're really concerned about how rounded their upper backs are getting, and I had one person in a class one time who had to get up and leave and go outside because she got so upset about how rounded her posture was, and she had to take a little break and then come back in. So, you know, it can be kind of upsetting when we finally realize how curvy we are. So the cause of the upper back getting rounded like that is the pelvis being forward, and that's in sitting and in standing. So when we sit like a cashew, we are encouraging the hunched upper back. So the first thing is we have to stop causing it. So you want to get the pelvis underneath you and not in front of you, so you're on those sits bones and not sitting on the fleshy part of the buttocks. So that's number one. And then you want to relax your back and drop the front ribs, and that's going to help straighten the lower back. Okay, so then we're moving up. We want to build the column from the base, which in a chair, that's going to be the pelvis. So we've addressed the pelvis. And we're going to then relax the pelvis. I also really want to mention this, that once we do all of these alignments, we're not holding them with tension. It's rather that you place your body in this position, and then you relax. And you may slide a little bit out of it, and that's fine. So then it's helpful if you put one hand on your chest, and that's a reminder to not lift the chest. And then just take the other shoulder back and down, and you can hold it back there for a moment, kind of draw that shoulder blade down and in toward the center of the spine, and then switch hands, other hand on the chest, drop the opposite arm, take that shoulder back and down. You can kind of squeeze the shoulder blade in toward the center of the spine, and then relax the shoulders. Now, when the shoulders are forward, that adds to the hunched upper back. It tends to make it worse. also with the head forward. So to stretch the neck, you draw the chin in toward the throat and just press the back of your neck, the back of your head up toward the ceiling as the chin tucks in, and you'll feel a stretch and some lengthening in the back of the neck.
In the back of the neck, yes.
And then just let your chin come up, but it's probably not going to be as high as it was before, ideally. So if you were to look in a mirror, you'd want to see the nostril is about at the level of the earlobe. And most people.
And my experience is that feels uncomfortable for people, that there's this tendency to have the chin raised and the neck arched.
Mm-hmm.
And even whether or not the shoulders are hunched or not, so that sense of having the chin down can feel really awkward for people when they're not used to it.
Yes. I found that when I first started doing this, that my neck was so tight and shortened in the back that it was a huge stretch effort.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if something feels like it's too much, then you want to back off and not
mm-hmm.
do it
right.
so intensely. But it's changed over the years, and now my experience is that drawing the chin down brings great relief to my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's my experience, too.
Mm-hmm.
And in working with people, sometimes I'll work with people and they're lying down on the floor, and that, you know, they'll bring their chin up and arching the neck and just beginning to guide them to having the experience of what it's like to not overstretch the neck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's somewhat controversial because there are schools of chiropractic that encourage creating a lot of arch in the back of the neck.
Hmm. It sounds like you wouldn't agree with that.
No, I wouldn't. And we had a chiropractor in my teacher training program when I was studying this, and he said that he had never learned about this model of the spine in chiropractic school, but he teaches all of his patients this now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, great. This is great. So one of the things that that I try to convey in Habits into Health and in not just in the podcast but in everything that I do is about developing self-contact. And it sounds like these exercises just support that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being
this
in
something...
touch with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't really think of this when I first started learning this, but people at the end of class would fill out an evaluation, and I noticed a lot of people saying what they got out of the class was self-awareness, that they
mm-hmm.
really were not that in touch with their bodies, and that this made a huge difference in terms of connecting them with their bodies.
Right. Right, and I think that, you know, one of the things that I say on the podcast is let your body lead so your
mm-hmm.
mind doesn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
That we live in a world and a culture, particularly those of us who are, you know, listening to podcasts and on computers and often rushing about our day, we're directing everything from the prefrontal cortex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pushing, I can feel even as I say that I'm pushing my chin forward like text neck,
mm-hmm.
you know. And even sitting, the idea of sitting from the ground up isn't something that a lot of us do.
Right.
Because
right.
everything we do, we tend to run from the neck,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the neck up. And like the body is just a vehicle for carrying around this head of ours.
Right, right. I did used to feel that way a lot. That's kind of how I lived my
yeah.
life years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
yeah. And so this is, I like the name Balance Method because it really fits
mm-hmm.
with a shift that I believe has an effect on thinking processes, on thinking processes, on mood states,
mm-hmm.
And even I would imagine, could be alleviating around stress and anxiety and depression.
Yeah, I have found a couple of those things. Definitely anxiety. It's made a big difference in that. When I was performing as a flamenco dancer, I had horrible stage fright when I started. And I would be sitting on stage just thinking, oh, no, I'm next. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? And then I would start practicing. Once I learned this posture method, I'd start practicing all of the alignments, and I would just release so much tension. It was amazing. And it really helped me to really rest before I had to get up and do my performance, because, you know, you can get exhausted before you've even started just by all that anxiety. So it
right.
really helped me to relax and get more prepared. And then also sitting this way, I feel more alert, especially when driving, because of the position of my neck. So the vertebral arteries that bring the blood to the brain can get crimped when we sit in that text neck position. So then you get, you know, you cut off oxygen supply to your brain. That's not good. So it has helped me be more alert when driving, and, well, just in daily life. You know, I don't drink any caffeine, and I don't feel the need to anymore, and it's really helped
right.
a lot.
Right. Let's. I want to take a moment here. I always like to remind everybody that you're listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm the host of this show. We're talking with Dana Davis. She is a certified balanced method teacher. And I want to let everybody know about Dana's website. She has a couple of websites, but one that I really want you to know about is called Good Posture is Bad for Your Back.com. And if you're driving or you're doing something right now where you can't write that down, don't worry. You can come to habitsintohealth.com. Whenever I interview someone, I make sure to post the link for the website, so that you can just come to the website habitsintohealth.com, and which you know about because you've been listening to the show, and you can get a link to Dana's website. Dana, could you say a little bit more about what people are going to find when they come to Good Posture is Bad for Your Back.com?
Well, on that website, I have some images of myself standing in a healthy posture and an unhealthy posture, so kind of demonstrating my typical posture where the spine is really curvy and the head is way forward. So you can kind of see the difference between that. And
yes, you can. I got the website up now. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and it also talks about how I got into this and some of the things that you can find relief from by learning this posture method. And then I have a home study course there also with a workbook with a lot of pictures and CDs, and that is available on that website, and it's called Good Posture is Bad for Your Back. And there's two instructional CDs and two practice CDs that are to help people remember when they're at work. So, you know, you can listen.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can do, can they, they can listen while they're at work possibly, or take a break, you know, once an hour or once every 2 hours to do a little something?
That was my intention, because people always say, oh, I forget all the time. So what I did is I made two of the CDs just to have music that would be very much background music, nothing too distracting. And then I'll come in about every 15 to 20 minutes and remind people, just a short reminder, about 2 minutes. So not enough to, you know, take up a lot of time in your workday, but just a quick reminder to realign yourself. And so, you know, if you play that, let's say, once a day or even a couple times a week, that would really make a big difference.
Oh, that is a terrific idea. That's a terrific idea. Now, you also lead classes in your face-to-face or in-person practice here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I know we have, you know, many listeners who aren't in the San Francisco area, but just in case, you know, you happen to be listening in to this podcast and you live in, well, let's see, Dana, you're in Petaluma, correct?
Right.
And you also teach classes in the East Bay in Albany. Could you say a little bit about those and where people can find out information for your in-person classes in case they want to attend?
Yes, that would be, the website is SonomaBodyBalance.com, and that's O-N-O-M-A, bodybalance.com. And there I have my courses and also yoga classes. And you can sign up right there for one of my introductory workshops, which are no charge in Petaluma. There's a small fee in the East Bay. And also I have an email newsletter that you're welcome to sign up for, and I have articles about once a month on posture and back pain. So that's available, all of that, on SonomaBodyBalance.com, and just all the schedules of everything that I've got available.
Right, right. Okay, so everybody, there you have it. You can either come to experience Dana in person here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and if you're not able to do that, you can go to GoodPostureIsBadForYourBack.com, and she's got a home study course, or also it sounds like it's a home study course, but you can also take your CDs to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take your CDs to work day.
Right, right.
And it sounds like that's a very creative process to have the ability to listen, to have music, and then every now and then just be reminded of something that you can shift around your posture. Is there anything else, Dana, that you would like my listeners to know?
Well, I would just say that I have been so grateful that I've learned this posture method that really is our birthright. Every human being starts with this posture. So all of you, wherever you are, whatever age you're at, we all start with the same posture, every country, every race, up until age 3. And then we lose it in industrialized countries. So really your birthright is to have this natural posture where your bones are aligned with gravity, your muscles are in maximum relaxation, where you stay straight and strong as you age, and also stay functional as you age. So I would encourage you to do what you can to learn at least the basics here and hopefully relieve pain and prevent future pain.
Well, that's terrific. Everybody, you can go to habitsintohealth.com if you weren't able to write down the websites for Dana. Thank you so much, Dana. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed this interview with Dana Davis. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. Remember, we start small, and we practice kindness along the way. And as you listen today, we also practice body awareness. I support you in turning those old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.